your conversation. I'm glad to see that everybody's already conversing and deep into it. So welcome. Welcome, everybody. We're so delighted to have you here. We're so delighted to see the familiar faces and the new faces. I'm Regina Lawrence, and I direct the Portland programs for the School of Journalism and Communication at the University of Oregon. This is the Portland home for SOJC. And, of course, we house the Agora Journalism Center. And Agora is so delighted to be hosting this convening in partnership with Journalism That Matters. This few days that we'll spend together really are at the heart of the mission of the Agora Journalism Center, which is all about how to innovate media practices, innovate communication practices, innovate journalism and storytelling in ways that really speak to and with community. So we're delighted to have you here. I think I just have a couple of quick things to say. I guess I would love to get a little feel for who's in the room. Many of your faces I recognize and some I don't. Just a show of hands, how many of you were here for experience engagement that we had a whole year and a half ago? Nice. It seems like only yesterday, in a way, right? For how many of you is this then your first visit to Portland? Nice. Welcome. How many have yet? Hey, our youngest visitor this morning, Ethan. And let me see, anybody made it over to Voodoo Donuts yet? In the neighborhood? Oh, you gotta go. You'll notice the smell when you walk outside. Yeah, in the morning, you'll smell that. So about half and half. So newcomers, old timers, so to speak. I think what you feel in the room already captures our aspirations for the next few days together. And that is to dream together, to innovate together, to really listen to one another, help each other refine and push beyond in whatever the work is that you aspire to do right now, whatever brought you here to refine, to polish, and push forward with those ideas. We're here to make that happen for you, help that happen for you, to nurture that and support that. So anything at all that you need, I hope that you know, you can come talk with me, you can talk with Andrew, who I'll introduce next, and just let us know how this is going for you. Andrew's going to now talk to you more about some of the logistics and goals, etc., of our time together here. It's my great pleasure to introduce Andrew de Vigal, who holds the chair in media innovation and civic engagement here at the SOJC, and who is really the inspiration in so many ways for this gathering. Andrew?
Yeah.
Okay. So good evening. As Regina said, my name is Andrew Debigal. I won't repeat the chair in journalism, innovation, and civic engagement more. I just did. So again, in collaboration with Regina and my other amazing colleagues here at the SOJC. So we foster and seed projects and programs and research here at the Agora Journalism Center, which is the gathering place for innovation and civic engagement, which aptly brings us here, right? To this gathering, to this place, to our engagement. So as Regina said, you know, I look around, I see a lot of familiar faces, so I'm delighted to see many of those familiar faces, especially from even last or 18 months ago at Elevating Experience Engagement. And I'm also drawn by the new faces. And some old faces. Hey, Kari, long time. And also some unfamiliar faces, at least faces that I haven't seen outside of a Twitter avatar. So it's nice to see everyone in 3D. Because all of those faces, I think collectively, I think they hold opportunities for new connections, new stories, and fresh collisions of ideas. And I'm thrilled to see the wealth of wisdom. Sorry, I had to give a nod to Tova, who you'll meet in a little bit, in terms of that wealth of wisdom line, which I love. Because it's this wealth of wisdom that, in this room, I want to see it collide with each other. I think that's when the magic happens. And I also want to recognize the folks that's been doing this kinds, this kind of engagement work for a while. To me, that's when you connect folks that are just emerging in this space, connecting with folks that's been doing this type of work for a while. And that's when you witness that kind of magic happening in real life. So I'm also, you know, want to recognize those that have been shaping this field of engagement for several years, if not decades. So when I look around the room, you know, I see pioneers like Ann Stadler or even Mike Fancher. I'm honored to be standing on those shoulders of giants. And it's one of the reasons why we're honored to be collaborating again with Journalism That Matters and Peggy Holman. Their longtime work in hosting convenings and also catalyzing civic communications is at the very heart, and why one of the reasons why I find us to be great partners to be working together. So I'm excited for the next 3 days in amplifying that work in your work. I also want to highlight the work that my colleagues are doing to make this event and others successful. Again, you met our director at the Aglora Journalism Center, Regina Lawrence. I just want to recognize that, you know, her unwavering support allows us to dream and to execute and fulfill the needs of our program and, frankly, our community. And she's not here tonight, but I just want to give a nod to Erica Vogt. I think without her, you know, this kind of event isn't possible because she identifies problems before they become problems. So that's a great person to be working with. I also want to extend our deepest gratitude to our major sponsor, the Knight Foundation, as well as the MacArthur Foundation. With their support, we can bring together a diverse group of people who care about journalism, storytelling, and communication in civic life. We also want to recognize the Democracy Fund, along with the major grant from the Knight Foundation, is supporting the community of practice platform called Gather, which you'll hear a little bit more about tomorrow, and you've obviously have heard quite a bit from Ben Desjardins as well. And so we'll talk a little bit about that throughout this weekend. I also just want to give a special nod and maybe raise hands with Ben Desjardins and Joy Mayer, who's been instrumental in helping leading this the Gather platform. So looking forward to that. A few logistics. You'll notice in the back of your program that you received, there's a map there that helps sort of identify you know, places that where the breakout rooms are going to be. So that's going to be helpful and useful for you as we're looking at different places to gather. Restrooms on this floor is on that side of the wall. Other logistics, you'll also notice that videos and photographs will be taken, thanks to Emily McDonald and also Winnie Wong. So you'll be noticing them walking around, capturing the story of our gathering. So they'll be ultimately producing it in a fantastic and stunning video to help tell this story. Along with the visual capturing of that, we also are honored to be working with Nietzsche Waklu, who's our graphic reporter. As you can see, she'll be visually translating our conversations and exchanges this weekend through these beautiful graphics. So it's definitely a work of art. Obviously, we're recording this by default. So everything is, in some ways, recorded. So please do request whenever you feel like you want to be off the record to indicate that during your presentation. Okay, if you feel like it's something that you can't really share widely and publicly, but otherwise, we are considered to be on the record. Okay. Also, one more thing, speaking of record, you'll also notice that our hashtag is PDXEngage17. So, you know, whenever you feel like there is an insight you wanted to share or to actually converse both here within our space as well as those listening in, from the interwebs, please do so. I think that's a great way to be able to facilitate that kind of conversation in the digital forum. Obviously, there's a balance that we'd have to strike for being present in space, but also being able to share our insights. And finally, Facebook, there's also a way, we'd encourage you, if you were to take photographs or a series of photographs, to share them on our Facebook group on experience engagement. If you're not in the Facebook group, please sign up. If you just go to Experience Engagement on Facebook, just request to be in there, and we'll for sure let you in there if you're not in there already. So again, I'm honored for folks. I'm honored by the presence in this room. Looking forward to the exchange that we'll have, and frankly, the surprises that we'll make with each other. So thank you for being engaged and being present. And I also want to now introduce Michelle Faye, who's going to be taking us to the next level.
Hi, thank you, Andrew. And thank you all again. I know you've been thanked for coming, but I am so super excited. There's so many of you that I do know, not only from Elevate Engagement, but from the work that we've been doing over the past several decades in and around this area. And so I'm really pleased to be here today and excited at what's ahead for us over the next couple of days. So thank you for coming. I think one of the other pieces that I have to really thank you for as well is really taking us up on our offer to really increase the diversity in the room. I am so pleased that we have reached a level of over 30% participation of people of color in the room. And that is so critical to building an inclusive communication ecosystem that supports all of us to thrive. And so all of you, I thank you for the work that you did in recruiting your colleagues and others to join us on this journey of development of what's next for communities and journalism together. You all will get a chance over the next 3 days to experience something that over 10 years ago I was able to find through journalism that matters. 10 years ago, I worked at a local daily newspaper creating an online hyper-local called Mytopia Cafe and was learning on the fly how to build online and offline senses of community through technology as well as through physical space gatherings. And so now 10 years later, to be here in the room with you all as we are looking at and redesigning what that means as it evolves over the past 10 years, beyond technology to real relationships with our communities and really honoring the residents and voices of our residents in the work that we do. So you all will get a chance to experience what I like to call the JTM magic, an opportunity to really not necessarily be preached at, but to bring the collective knowledge of the room to bear on this question of how do we elevate engagement so that communities can thrive. So excited to be able to bring that to you all. And in conjunction with our Journalism That Matters board, which I believe this is the first event that we've had all of our board together. So if I could just ask and invite our board members to please stand in place. We've got Stephen Silla. We've got Mike Fancher. We've got Bill Densmore. Jackie Hine. Linda Miller. Mike Green. Peggy Holman here. These are folks that have been journeying with me. Oh, I'm sorry, Ashley, I didn't see you standing in the corner there. I wish we had more light. I think we're missing a few of the fluorescents. And so I'm really glad to have all of you here and have our board here as well to help really bring this work forward. Since Experience Engagement over 18 months ago, we've been on a journey with you and for you, taking the work that came out of Experience Engagement and really looking at that and trying to understand what are the skills that we need right now to be able to engage in this work? What's the kind of knowledge that we need to be able to do our work differently? How do we need to think about our motivations and our posture and our relationship to our communities such that they feel the love we have for them? That's what we're here to solve this weekend. That kind of a relationship that's very different from the transactional kinds of ways that I've seen community engagement implemented across the country. A deeper, much more authentic kind of relationship that comes out of true community engagement that I hope we'll be able to experience through Experience Engagement this weekend as well. Our aspirations for Journalism That Matters, we've now, I believe, I heard earlier, we may have hosted over 20 gatherings like this, bringing together technologists, librarians, community organizers, artists, performers, and others to really think differently about how we do communication at the local level. And we've hosted, over those 15 years, those gatherings that have really helped us push the boundaries and edges of our work as community journalists, as national journalists, as practitioners of dialogue and deliberation, and in other ways that we have tried to really weave together and bring together the fabric of our communities. And so out of that work, we've engaged in developing a framework built on the language, the thoughts, the takeaways that you had from experience engagement, as well as the coaching work that we've been doing over the past 18 months with projects working at the local level. And we've come away with three principles that we use as the touchstone for our work. Nothing about us without us. Speak truth to empower. And listening is our superpower. From that framework of those three touch points, we have applied those to local projects and have been looking at how they actually manifest in the physical world. How are they implemented by media organizations and people who are doing community engagement work? And does it result in that authentic relationship that we're looking for? And so I invite you, we are going to be using and gathering this gathering as well to continue development of that work to help us understand, is there a way that we can create an inclusive civic communication system that serves all of us? That includes you as partnership in partnership with us to be able to make that happen this weekend, and I am excited and thrilled that you're here to do that with us. Thank you so much. To join us. Eve has been working with us in Journalism That Matters on the research work that we've been doing on engagement, and she's going to be sharing a little bit more about what we'll be doing here at Elevate Engagement.
Thanks, Michelle. Hi, everybody. It's really great to see you all, those of you who I saw a year and a half ago and those of you who I've been seeing on the screen. And we're all here now, and new faces. And yeah, just jumping off from where Michelle left off, we're in the midst of this developmental evaluation process where we're really using a variety of meaning-making methods to with everyone to try to illuminate and support the framework that's emerging through these discussions, through this community of practice, really, that we're all part of. And I'm one of those people that's on that's not a journalist, that I'm on the fringe. I do a lot of different things. I'm a researcher, evaluator, planner, and so it's been really mind-blowing for me to be with a group of people who are talking about communication and love in the same sentence, and journalism and love, and that it's about empowerment. I mean, that's my world, and so to be in a group of people who are doing that through journalism and storytelling and communication is speaks to my heart really deeply. So thanks for letting me do this with you. And so I want to tell you how you can participate in the meaning-making process. We're trying to do it a little bit differently than we did at Experience Engagement, where we want to really make the meaning-making process happen during the conference. Last time, we did it mostly after the fact, where we did a deep dive into the conference proceedings, the open space proceedings, and the notes and the recording. So this time what we're trying to do is to do it more in real time and to invite you to participate in that. First of all, there's a group of students. Maybe you could all raise your hands or stand up, if you would, for just a second. There are Lori Shantz's students from U of O, SOJC. And they'll be documenting the pithy things that you say. They won't be taking notes on everything. They'll be listening for the convergences of ideas, the divergences of ideas, the questions, the things that people are struggling with, the emerging language, ideas that seem to resonate with or not resonate with that emerging framework that we've been building out of these conversations over the last year and a half. And periodically throughout the days of the conference, I will be meeting with them, and Lori will be meeting with us too, and we'll be doing some clustering and theming of what we're hearing. And it's a big experiment. We haven't done it before. We're making it up as we go along. And so these are some brave students who are willing to do follow the lead of a leader who has no idea what she's doing. But I have trust, and I've seen that trust, that this group is worthy of that trust, because beautiful things have happened when very little is planned in advance. And so the ways that you can participate in this process are, first of all, just if you hear something said that you think, that is a big aha, that is a significant statement that we need to make note of, you can tweet it, or you can write it on a sticky note, and you can give it to me or to one of the students, and we will integrate it into this clustering process that we're doing. So that's one of the ways that you can participate. You can also, if there happens to be a student, one of the students in your group, and you feel like, oh, that's something that should get noted, you could say, can you make sure that gets noted? Then you can also, you'll see us. I don't know where we'll be when we're meeting periodically to do the clustering, but we're going to try to do it somewhere where you can find us. So if you want to help us with the clustering, we're probably going to need help with that, because we don't know how many chunks of content we're going to get. But the more we get, probably the more help we're going to need. So if you want to come help us do that, there we go. That would be great. You can also just come and see what's emerging. Because our hope is that whatever emerges as the themes can feed back into the conversation. And so we want you to look. We want you to watch what we're doing and even make note and give us comments, give us feedback. You know, if you see something that doesn't seem like it's in the right cluster of ideas, let us know. And if you want more information about the developmental evaluation approach, or the methods, or the reports that have come out of this process, I posted them in the resources section in the Gather, on the Gather site for Elevate Engagement. Okay, and I think Peggy, you're next. Thanks, everybody.
Hi, I'm Peggy Holman, Executive Director of Journalism That Matters, and the words that's coming to mind, I'm flabbergasted to be here. Uh-huh. It's just reading through the bio books. How many of you did indeed take us up on reading them as you were traveling here? So it's, wow, a lot of hands. Was it as jaw-dropping for you as I found it? I mean, the mix of people that we brought to this room kind of stunned me. And I'd like to ask the people who have been involved in making this particular event happen in any way, shape, or form along the way to please stand. It takes diversity to create diversity, or something like that. So it really has been a reaching out into a variety of different networks, people from the journalism world, people from the civic engagement world, and others, to reach out and say, please come, please join us. And I, when Andrew contacted me, 9 months ago, and said, we want to do this again, I kind of gulped and said, great, let's go for it. And I couldn't be more thrilled with who is here and the potential that we all have to take the work that we began at Experience Engagement and up the ante even more. And I think the beginnings of it show in the quotes that you see around the room, and as you are upstairs as we go into breakout sessions tomorrow, you'll see more of them. But these quotes come out of your conversations, as those of you who signed up on Gather may have noticed in the stream. These are some of the jewels that I'm going to mix my metaphor, that we plucked off the vine to share with you, to begin to bring your voices present into the room, and guaranteed you will be doing a lot more of the talking than we will in this opening half an hour or so of listening to us speak. Let's see, I also want to point out, you'll see a number of these larger murals created by other graphic recorders that journalism that has matters has worked through the years. So you see something of the evolution of thought. And the graphic that is actually missing, but hopefully will be up before this weekend ends, is the one that Michelle was referring to, of the civic communications framework that is in the small in your booklets. That is the latest iteration that has come out of our partnership and our work on experience engagement and kind of our breakthrough in thinking about what happens when you step back from focusing solely on journalism, but listening to what the needs of communities are and reimagine the communications that communities need to thrive. So the thing I want to say about the design of this conference, every activity after we get through these opening remarks is some form of engagement. And the practices that you'll be experiencing over the next several days are in use in communities all over the world. And one of the things that made experience engagement so thrilling was, like this conference, every activity was some form of engagement, and the people who were there took it and ran with it. And one of the results of that is that you'll actually see very little of Stephen and myself, who have been running these for the past, since 2001, and a colleague of ours that has joined us from Israel, Tova Averbuch, who is a longtime friend and practitioner of the kind of engagement processes that we work with, dialogic engagement processes that we work with. Because we're acting in more of a coaching background capacity, because there's a new generation that is stepping forward and will be leading virtually everything that we're doing this weekend. And so I have this definite sense of a passing of the torch, which just lights my heart up more than I can possibly say. Because I feel like we planted some seeds. You know, we've been working in hard pants since 2001. And in 2015, in partnership with Agora, we planted some seeds, and they've really grown. And I feel like we're at the point of, you know, when the dandelion has all the little seed shoots that are ready to go everywhere? Well, that's my aspiration. What happens with the Elevate engagement is that we all leave here with new ideas and new practices and new theory on how we engage community, working with communication such that communities thrive. Eve alluded to this. I'm going to reinforce it. While there is a theory base underneath the kind of work that we do, it's also always new. We are always experimenting, and we are always learning from those experiments. So there will be a number of times where we will likely say, we've never done this before, and invite you to join us in that experiment, because we are all learning together. And that's part of the mystery, and part of the fun, and part of the challenge, and part of the messiness. So a little bit about what structure does exist, the flow of our next few days. When I'm done speaking here, I'll be turning this over to my friends Stephen and Tova to do some, one, get some dinner, and two, provide an opportunity for you to meet each other. Because one of the things that we've come to believe is that the more the power is present in the room on those occasions when there is someone in front of the room, they're in service to you. So we'll begin with those introductions. And following that, we're actually going to have a treat of six short talks. It's one of the very few times where we will actually have people in the front of the room. But six short talks highlighting six really amazing engagement projects that we offer as stimulus. for a conversation. We'll be using a practice called the World Cafe, which, again, is something that has gone around the world, that it's best known for creating a sense of intimacy pretty quickly in a large group, and causing the collective intelligence of a room to surface quickly. And our focus is learning about what do we already know about engaging communities. So that's tonight. And that sets the stage for tomorrow, when we'll be welcoming a few more folks in who couldn't be with us on Thursday, and then using another practice called Open Space Technology that basically invites people to self-organize around the questions that matter most to them. So just know that whatever questions you either came with or pop up with you through the interactions this evening, tomorrow and Saturday morning is an opportunity to dive deep into the conversations that you really, really want to have with this fascinating group of people that we brought together. Friday night, we will move into a variation on a theme. Since panels are one of the most common forms of activities that often journalists invite the community into, we wanted to offer up a modeling of both a great conversation on a timely topic around truth and trust with some wonderful thinkers, academics, and practitioners in our field, in this emerging field, but with a twist, because we will bring a conversational element both digitally and in the room to that activity. And then again, the next morning, we'll continue in with the self-organized conversations. And that afternoon, we'll be using a practice called Pro Action Cafe, which is about moving ideas into action. And then Sunday, our focus will shift a bit, because there we often are working at three levels at once: the level of self, and what do I need, how do I feed me, what nourishes me, the level of our connections with others, and where are the opportunities for collaborations, where's that magic when I meet somebody who seems to be a kindred spirit and ideas and sparks start flying, or somebody who sees the world completely differently than me and I get curious about it and we start to learn more about each other's worldviews. So that place of connection. And then the sense of wholeness, the sense of we. There's a phrase I got from Tova a number of years ago of moving from the me to the we. And Sunday will be focused principally on the we in terms of us as a community of practice and how we can support each other as we continue to explore this kind of work out of this room, and how the platform, the Gather platform, can help us in that work. So self, connections, and whole, and we'll be working with all of those. So I think we've talked at you enough. At this point, I invite my dear friends and colleagues in to set you up to talk to each other.
Greetings, I'm Stephen Silla.
And I'm Tova Verbuch.
And our job is essentially to invite you to engage with each other over dinner.
Bye.
we'd like to encourage you to reflect on a question that you might share with each other as you have dinner or get your food, and that is, what would blow your mind if it happened over these next days? Does that work?
If you don't, what would open your heart? What would energize you if you're dead tired and you just can't?
But then you grow again.
What would blow your mind? And what would open it up, both for you personally and for us as a community? So we are a community for these next days, and we're creating culture together. So we want to encourage all of us to be transparent to ask each other questions, to play with the possibilities, and sit down with people you don't know, engage, do things differently. We will come back here at about 6:15.
It's in 10 minutes.
Sorry. We will come back here. I guess we're going to move the panel a little bit later. We'll let you know. But actually, there's not enough room for all of us to eat out there, so
yes.
Many of us will be eating in here.
Can we say 6:15?
Yeah.
Yeah? 6:30?
6:10.
6:10. Okay. All right.
So 6:10.
Maybe they'll hear the symbol.
We'll do some bells.
Or just come here.
But anyway, enjoy.